We are exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour on a Thursday morning, and we've had a lot of important conversations this week. One of the most important conversations that we can have is with our mayor, Mayor Bob Whalen, in to talk about several items. Welcome this morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Thanks, Ed. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. It's good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in. Several items to talk about this morning. I know your plate is full, not just with the minutiae of the items that now, for the most part, to a lot of us seem inconsequential. But as a mayor, we've talked about this before. You're right in the middle of dealing with life and death and the health and safety of our citizens. I guess with that said, my first question is that our state numbers are spiking. Our county numbers are spiking, and less than an hour after you and I spoke last week, Governor Gavin Newsom issued a statewide mandate to wear masks in all public places. 48 hours ago, we spoke with Dr. Greg DiNicola, who warned us of a really dark July and August and possibly September, and even after that, if we don't take masking seriously. Yesterday, we reported that 230 Forest and Rue and now Hennessy's and maybe more bars closing for COVID cleaning. As they're calling it. And there are some servers that we've seen on the promenade who are clueless as to the proper usage of masks. Are we as a city going to actively enforce the governor's directive?
We talk about this daily, Ed, and we are going to engage in just what the governor describes. We're going to be out there engaging people, trying to educate them, ask them to wear the mask. We've got signage going up at the promenade either this Friday or Saturday at each of the four corners with big information about requiring masks and how masks can help you. I mean, I think the thing that frustrates all of us so much is, and you just hear it over and over and over, a mask is intended to protect others. And why people can't take that small step and wear a mask is beyond me. I just don't understand it. I think everybody needs to make that sacrifice.
Allow me to elaborate. It seems that the soft approach of educating isn't working. We're almost 4 months in. Everyone should be educated by now. So what I think and what I've seen is that maybe we acquiesce to a much less informed and a much more vocal minority. I hope you hear the collective frustration in my voice and the framing of that question, but are we acquiescing to a much less informed minority when we choose not to cite someone?
Well, you know, I think in a sense, you've got to be practical about it too, right? You can't cite everybody who's not wearing a mask. I don't think we have the personnel to do that. And, you know, as the governor was saying, it's got to be a collective effort for everyone to make it a social norm where you say laws are only as good as people following them. You can have all the laws in the world, and if people aren't agreeing to follow them, you'll never get them enacted and enforced. So we really need people to express to others, look, hey, you should be wearing a mask.
Right.
You're putting others at risk. You're putting me at risk. Why won't you wear a mask? So I think it's got to be peer pressure that really, turns it up, as well as the educational effort. So it's a vexing problem. Yeah. But, I think all we can do is people like you and people like me keep saying to people, you need to wear a mask. It's the thing to do.
Right. And I can't agree with you more there. I just feel that it shouldn't have to be up to the 15-year-old bag girl who happens to be sanitizing shopping carts at Gelson's to have to enforce masking as they walk into Gelson's. There are situations where, you're right, people that aren't going to mask, that are educated about it, that know better, choose not to. So it is up to the rest of us as a community. I absolutely agree with you there.
Well, and I think I really like to call out to our merchants, and a number of them have put up the no masks, no service. And, you know, there's some stores that have people sitting at the door and they're just saying, you don't get in. So I really applaud those merchants who have taken that step, and hopefully others will do the same. And, you know, the restaurants that you just called out, they've got to understand as well that, hey, if you don't enforce the mask rule, you increase your likelihood of, some kind of somebody being infected, and you have to close down, do the deep cleaning. That costs money. You lose revenue. So it just makes all the sense in the world to enforce.
Now you mentioned signage that you guys were talking about signage. What specifically? What kind of signage would we be seeing?
So there's going to be some big signs at each of the four corners of the promenade. So down at the forest end and down at the up at the other end, and it's basically going to say, you know, mask required in this area, and you know, wear a mask. And then the other thing we'll be doing is telling people there that where they can go purchase a mask, because we do have a number of merchants there who have masks for sale. Okay. So if you don't have one, go buy one.
Yeah. And there are several merchants who have, and they're quite beautiful. I mean, we're an art community. They're making really pretty looking masks. I've already gotten a couple
of them.
They've
got some great looking ones. Yeah. Creativity in Laguna always comes out, right? No matter what the situation.
Yeah. No matter what's happening, an artist will make it look cool. Yeah. So,
definitely.
Let's talk about some of the things that you discussed on Tuesday. There were five items that we chose not to fund on Tuesday, or we pushed those items back. That included the digester and, of course, the garden and some. Can you tell us what the thinking was there?
Well, so they're in the budget. We're not going to be expending money on them next year, but there's still a reserve in the budget for the digester, the garden, the defensible space inspector. We directed the fire chief to go look at whether he can procure that through contract services. That's supposed to come back to us next week. You know, I asked that they look at a couple other funding sources for that. So hopefully that one will come back. The urban forest management was a $25,000 item, but that's really been folded into the funding for the downtown action plan. I'm trying to remember the fifth one actually off the top of my head.
I think the digester was the fifth.
That's still, there's a reserve for funding for that in the parking fund.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to be in a place to be spending money on it in the next year, but it's still got a budget reserve.
Okay. Now, for someone who's not clear about it, are we going to eventually, those that are in favor, and I'm not going one way or the other here, but those that are in favor of the garden, are we going to make them actually contact the owners or try and get in touch with the owners of that property?
I think for years to contact the owner and without success, and the city's tried to facilitate it as well.
Right.
And the gentleman lives in the Middle East, and you know, we've sent certified mail letters, and not, as far as I know, nothing's ever come back. There's never been any contact, and right. It's interesting that he just lets them sit there and operate the garden, but I guess that's good for the garden. They sort of get a free rent pass.
Right. Wouldn't we all love that?
Yeah.
So what additionally are we doing with the rodenticides here?
Yes, Mayor Pro Tem Dick wrote about that. So it's banned for city use. So anything we control, you know, parks, open space, it's banned. We're not going to, I don't think we were using many, if any, but it's now a complete ban on any city application.
Okay.
It was determined by the city attorney and the mayor pro tem that we couldn't require businesses to ban the sale, but we encourage them in the resolution to ban the sale, and we encourage all residents to not use rodenticides. And the problem with that is, and it's been demonstrated, that goes right up the food chain. And I think, as Tony Eisman said the other night, you know, there's even been, you know, mountain lions that have died from it, because it just keeps going up from the rodent on up to, you know, the big animals.
Right.
So we've got to, you know, I think it's a good step. And the message to the people in the community would be, you know, don't use it. Please look for an alternative. It's damaging to the food chain.
Agreed. Do you see the city sending out a mailer to the citizens?
You know, I think we've got weekly media releases. It will be in there again. And, you know, just to remind people, and we'll bring it up from time to time at the council meeting as well.
Okay. Can you clear up the Sally's fund, whether the flat, they get $6,500 a month, but now they've gotten a flat $35,000. Can you explain that for us?
Well, I think, you know, they've been doing a fantastic job.
Great.
As you heard Rachel Berger say the other night, they've, you know, and during this whole pandemic time, they're now serving over 200 seniors a week, bringing food to them from the food pantry and taking them to, you know, medical appointments. And so their caseload has gone up dramatically. And the good news was, yeah, we'll continue to fund them at the same level we funded them at. But in addition to that, there's, you know, the couple of grants of money, I think a $35,000 grant and a $30,000 grant. So they're going to basically be able to do, you know, double what they were doing. And there's funding for it now. So, you know, it's great to get that grant money and use it in that way.
Right. Along with the Laguna Food Pantry, those are just two of my favorite organizations in town. They've been doing absolutely great work.
Well, that was one of the other items that was on the other night. It didn't get pulled, I think, for discussion. But, you know, we did grant the food pantry a little more space out there adjacent to the dog park. They're going to bring in, they are bursting at the seams as well, with many, many more people, you know, needing food assistance. So they're going to put a refrigerated unit actually next to their current building so we can, you know, get them more space and they can get more storage.
Okay. Mayor Whalen, we are much better off as a city for having you in that chair. I really appreciate your time with us. Before you go, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
No, I'd say, you know, we're coming up on 4th of July. I want everybody to be, you know, safe, enjoy the beach. You know, as we started this conversation, the virus hasn't gone away. It's still with us. The crowds are dangerous places. Please wear your mask and have fun in Laguna.
Mayor Whalen, thank you so much for your time with us this morning.
Thanks, Ed. Take care. Have a great day.
You as well, sir. 8:42 the time. That was Mayor Bob Whalen.